Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So I've been cooking more lately, bigger recipes than I used to cook. More or less, I used to be like, here's a meat.
Yeah.
Here's a side dish. Here's some potatoes.
Yeah, just basic, just put it together kind of stuff.
Stuff that didn't require a lot of effort, not a lot of ingredients. And that's the kind of cooking I'd done. I'm getting a little better with recipes. I'm not really a recipe kind of guy. I'm like, I know what I want this to taste like, and I just sort of freelance it.
Yeah.
Which is not really always the best way to do things.
Hard to duplicate when you do it like
it
that.
It is. So anyway, I was working on chicken pot pie last night. Mm-hmm. I doubled the recipe. And this is something Donna makes that is better than when I make it. Anyway, I tweaked the recipe for a couple of different reasons, and I blind baked the shells before I put the ingredients inside of them because I thought it would keep them from soaking up so much of the juice and blah, blah, blah. But I noticed when I was I have a favorite knife, and I have a favorite cutting board. We've got like four cutting boards, and I've got like I have no idea how many knives, but there's a big chopper. Which is basically a machete, you know, and then I've got this huge rocker knife that is, I mean, it's bigger than my hand and it's huge. Those are the two main knives I use. A paring knife, what are you, a child?
No, paring knife would not work for me.
I need the biggest knife I can get my hands on, and I'm just like, I'm not fast. I'm not like a Ginza chef or anything like that. But boy, I really like to cut stuff up. It's a fun thing for me.
Yeah, cutting me and... Me in the kitchen. Okay, I like to cook, and I like to make things from scratch, and that requires a lot of cutting a lot of times.
Sure.
I am terrible with a knife. Not because I don't know how to use one. I just don't get it. If somebody is going to get cut in a kitchen with a knife, it is going to be Tricia. I had to buy special Band-Aids just for their fingertip Band-Aids. And, you know, there's a brand that we all are familiar with.
Yeah.
Well, I found different ones that are like self-healing Band-Aids just because this happens to Tricia so often. I have cuts on my fingers so often. But so we have a cheese grater that is broken, and I really like it, and so I kept it, and I've cut my fingers on it, you know, because I'm just not good with a cheese grater either.
And so, it's broken.
And it's broken.
Now, listen, I don't want to get into your finances. That's none of my business. If you need to borrow some money to buy a new cheese grater, I will loan you some money.
Cheese graters are not expensive.
If y'all are that tight over at the Caudill House that you can't come up with money for a cheese grater.
No, that's not it. I wanted to find one similar to this.
What's so special about it?
It has a container, and then the shredder is a plate that goes on top of it.
Okay.
And I really like it. And so I wanted to find something similar. Well, I did. I found something similar, and I'm so excited about it. And it actually came in the mail yesterday. I had to order it. And so when I was ordering it, they had this other little thing available, and it is called a finger guard for cutting. And it is something you hold in, you kind of fold your pointer finger and you use your thumb, and it goes in between, like with your fingers, and it's metal. And you put whatever you're cutting, it like squeezes it. And so it's got a flat part on the bottom, like against your fingers, so that it will protect your fingers from getting cut. This is what Tricia needed. So Tricia bought it, Tricia washed it, Tricia's going to use it today to see if I can slice or grate cheese with this without grating my fingers. And when I cut, it's going to protect my fingers. I'm so excited about this thing.
Well, first of all, just pull your fingers back.
I've tried that, and I don't go fast.
Number two, do you need a thing to keep you from grating your fingers? Here's what you do. When you get down and you get down to towards where you're like, I'm about to grate my fingers, you stop. And this is when it's the best thing in the world to be the guy cooking or the girl cooking. You pick up that piece of cheese that's too small to grate and you go, little snack.
No, that's not the way I work.
That's why I'm usually not hungry by the time dinner gets made, because I'm like, well, I cut up this apple. I'm going to have to eat this piece because there wasn't room for it over here.
Or because I didn't want to cut my fingers.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know what it is about me.
I cut up these carrots, but it says to only use a half cup. I guess I got to eat this part. You don't have to cut everything. Sometimes it's that little bite left over. That's God telling you, eat that little piece of cheese. That's for you. That's a gift.
Sometimes that's not even where I get cut. I get cut in the middle of it. I mean, come
How
on.
How do you cut yourself in the middle of a block of cheese?
I don't know. It's just me.
I worry about you. I really do.